Frack's analysis of data supplied by Gallup found that nationally the food hardship rate was 18.2% in 2012. 17.7% of New York respondents reported not having enough money to buy food. Among states, New York ranked 26th overall. Massachusetts came in 41st, Connecticut 45th, Vermont 50th. Alisa Costa is an advocacy and communication specialist for Albany-based Hunger Solutions New York.
In the capital region, the food hardship rate is 14.8%. In the Poughkeepsie-Newburgh-Middletown area, it's been found to be 13.3%.
Mark Dunley, executive director of the Hunger Action Network of New York State, says 3 years into recovery from the Great Recession, lines at food pantries and soup kitchens have grown longer.
And what is unusual about this so-called recovery is that the number of jobs that have been recovered is about half of the average of prior recoveries from a recession.
Dunley is concerned that food stamp benefits are too low to last an entire month. He'd like to see the process to apply for food stamps simplified.
The Republicans in the House, they want to make it more difficult for working families, especially working families with child care costs, to be able to get food stamps. And we just think that's the wrong direction. And of course, right now we're debating this whole sequestration and the deficit. The reality is that the biggest problem facing this country is not the deficit. It is this lingering recession.
As the recession drags on, the day-to-day job outlook remains stagnant. Dan Moran is president and founder of job placement firm Next Active Colony.
The number of job postings in our region, the capital region, well into the Hudson Valley, have dropped significantly. And this is not uncommon when we see any type of dispute in Washington, or we see uncertainty about taxes or costs, and we have a sequester coming this week.
Triada Stampas, Senior Director of Government Relations at Food Bank for New York City, weighs in on sequestration, which took hold today.
One of the cuts that we're most concerned about is the cut to WIC of 5.1%. This means that over the course of the next few weeks and months, the WIC program will lose 600,000 recipients. And in New York State, that means more than 35,000 families who currently rely on WIC for formula for their babies, baby food, and other food that's specific to the nutritional needs of mothers, infants, and children are going to lose benefits or the ability to apply for those benefits.
In 2008, presidential candidate Barack Obama pledged to end childhood hunger by 2015. The activists argue that now President Obama is not even close. Again, Alisa Costa.
We want policymakers to be aware that whether it's on the federal level or the state level, these programs are very important in helping New Yorkers.
Hunger Action Network and other activist groups agree raising New York's minimum wage would help. Mark Dunley traces the current hunger problems all the way back to the Reagan administration.
28 years ago, the rule of thumb was you would spend 25 to 35% of your income on housing. And the problem is that now many people are spending 50, 60, even 70% of their income on housing. What has happened over the last 30 years has been this tremendous growth in income inequality. And the richest, 1% in New York State now get something like 35% of the income. And that's not something we had seen in recent generations. I think the last time we've seen that type of income inequality in New York and nationwide was in 1927, right before the Great Depression.
Although it has been said New York's emergency food supply is falling short, no one can pinpoint how long the existing store can adequately provide. Triada Stampas says once benefits are cut, 3 million New Yorkers currently depending on food programs will be impacted.
We are in the middle of state budget negotiations right now, where dedicated funding for emergency food from the state has been zeroed out. And instead of the almost $30 million that the state provides to support food banks and the food pantries and the soup kitchens and the shelters that they supply to make sure that no New Yorker goes hungry tonight or has food for tomorrow, instead what's happening is that a new competitive funding pool has been created for programs like emergency food to compete against WIC.
Governor Andrew Cuomo's office did not return calls for comment. You'll find a link to the FRAC report on our website, wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.